Hello and welcome back to the Girl Actually podcast, the podcast where I have no intro song, I have no intro, and I'm just here to talk to you. This is a journal of my life. I don't intend, you know, this to be all fancy schmancy, and who the fuck likes to wait 45 minutes for their podcast to start anyway, okay? Not me. So I'm breaking the rules. I'm doing whatever, you know, feels good to me. So welcome. My name is May Limon, and I am here to serve you. Now, I do want to talk about my delayed absence for a little bit. Thanks to my holiday ADD, that's what I like to call my holiday ADD and anxiety. Thanks to that, I was kind of out of commission for a week or so, just because a lot was going on. My nephew had surgery, he had to get a tracheotomy, and they're waking him up slowly today to kind of reintroduce the fact that it happened. He's only 3, so he doesn't really, you know, understand what's happening at all. He has a rare disease. There is no cure. All they can do is just kind of catch the future symptoms before they happen. So I was really distracted by that and kind of the course of action they were deciding on taking, and kind of sitting in it and kind of just becoming okay. And so I was distracted by the holidays, by wanting a puppy and not getting a puppy, obviously. It's just not time at the moment. But I do feel like a puppy is going to help with my anxiety like a gazillion times over. And then my cat being a dick, you know, that happens all the time. And it was the first, on top of it all, it was the first holiday that me and Matt kind of spent together away from our family. So it's the first Christmas that we weren't home. And like, it was a lot hard. It wasn't hard, honestly, because it was what we made of it. We created our own traditions, we started doing our own things, and we still talk to our family through our Echo Show, which, if you don't know what that is, it's kind of like the Facebook portal. It's just a way where you can video call people without having to use your phone, and it is freaking magical, okay? My nephews still know what I look like. My niece and nephews get to talk to me. Like, it's just, it's a great time. So if you live far away from your family, I highly recommend getting one. My mom actually bought me and Matt one and herself one, and then me and Matt bought Matt's parents one. And it's just so great. It's such a way that you can just keep connected and, you know, talk without having to hold a phone, and then your arm gets tired and you're just in their house, and it's really cool. So that is why I was gone. Long story short, I know I just said who wants to wait 45 minutes, but here we are. So today I just really wanted to talk to you about finding peace in what you have. So funny story. On Black Friday, I bought this thing from Smallwood's Home. And obviously this is not an ad. I have like 7 listeners, so this is not an ad, that's for sure. So I bought this thing. It's like a paper scroll from Smallwood Homes, and it says, "I choose you and I'll choose you over and over and over again without a pause." Shit, I'm trying to read upside down. It's not working. "Without pause, without a doubt, in a heartbeat, I'll keep choosing you." And it's this really cute paper scroll. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but we just moved across the country. That's why we were alone. And our bedroom is like the last place to get any love. Okay. So we bought a couch for $100 off the clearance section of a furniture store. And it was like the best steal ever, except it's missing 2 cushions in the back. So there's that. It was $400 off because it's missing 2 cushions. My office is in our living room, like our kitchen. We don't have bar stools, but needless to say, our bedroom is the least advanced room in this house. Our mattress is on the floor. We had nothing hanging on the wall. Matt has his office in here. Like, it is something special. So I wanted to get something in here so we could start kind of the process of making this room a place that we enjoy to be in, because honestly, we only sleep in here and we spend no time in here. Like, we don't watch movies in here. Like, we don't, I don't know, like hang out. Like, I don't know. What do you do in a bedroom? I have no idea. So, I mean, obviously, but like, what do? Like, do you just like watch movies? Do you play video games? Do you just sleep? Do you nap? Do you, you know, hang out? Do you watch, like, I don't know, like, we just do everything in the living room. Like, we watch TV in the living room, except our TV just shit the bed. Oh my God, I'm sorry. This is not supposed to be a pity party here. But Anyway, so I bought this scroll on Black Friday from Smallwood Homes, and in the hopes that it would advance, you know, our bedroom construction here. So we opened it on Christmas, which I'm really bad at doing because I like to open things the second I get here and not wait for the day that they are intended to be opened. Anyone else relate? We opened it, and it's literally a piece of fucking paper. Like, it's like construction paper. And it's really cute. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's cute. But Matt looked at me and he said, "Megan, like, I get it." He's like, "I think it's really cute. I think it's really nice. The saying is great. But you can't expect a $20 wall hanging to transform our room into, like, you know, an $800,000, you know, designer room." And this kind of made me think. And it made me think that just because, you know, somebody gets something that is on Instagram, it doesn't mean that they're automatically awesome. You know, it takes work, it takes time, it takes nurture, it takes persistence, it takes progress. And that's all I wanted to do, was just make one step progress, you know, in the right direction. We got new pillows too. And, you know, we recently got a new bed because we moved. But so it's just taking small strides. And I think this is just a metaphor for everything in life. Once you just take one step in that direction, then everything else, you know, will start to fall into place. What this made me realize is that taking steps, like even as small as buying a $20 wall hanging, is a step towards us, you know, our room becoming a place that we can love. And this is with anything in life. If you take one step towards buying clothes that actually fit you, that's a step towards loving yourself, okay? And I heard this thing on one of my favorite people's podcasts, the Girls Girls Podcast. Brittany Gibbons and Meredith Solo are amazing, and they're basically geniuses, and they're the best people ever. But they said one of their friends had reached out to them and was saying that their clothes didn't fit. And Brittany's like, "Well, buy new pants." And she's like, "Do you ever think about what size your pants are during the day?" She's like, "Do you think other people think about what size your pants are?" She's like, "So stop wearing pants that dig into your fucking stomach and that make you feel bad about yourself, and buy new pants." And that one small step, just like us buying this wall hanging to hang on our wall, is becoming a step to show the amount of love that you have for yourself, for your room, for your life, for your future. It's planting a seed to actually grow and flourish. And it's so important to take those steps, no matter how small they are, and to become one with the step and to commit and to keep it growing. And I know that a lot of the times, woo-woo stuff can get crossed into actual life, but just know that they are one in the same. Like, you do not have life without woo-woo, and you do not have woo-woo without life. And I know that it took me a while to kind of start to understand the power of the universe and the power of law of attraction. And that's 100% not what this podcast is going to be all about, but it is, and it does play a large role in my life, because I would not have anything in my life right now without the law of attraction and without the universe's help and stability. And I 100% believe that. The house that I'm sitting in right now, the apartment, is 100% manifested. My car, 100% manifested. Matt, 10,000% manifested. I waited 21 motherfucking years for that guy, okay? 21 years, I never dated anyone until I met him, and he was my perfect match. Like, I wouldn't have anything without manifestation and law of attraction. And to me, it's such a powerful tool, and I just want everyone to know its powers. And you don't have to practice it like all the time. Like, it's just something that eventually becomes a part of your life. And once you just start to show gratitude and start to show steps in the right direction, then that's when a lot of people see the snowball effect. So just like buying this, you know, this wall hanging, it's the small step towards being grateful that we have a room, that we have a bed. It might not have a bed frame. It might not have side tables. It might not have a lamp or a light, but we have a fan. We have a bed. We have a cute thing on the wall that makes me smile my fucking face off. And that I'm grateful for. And with that gratitude, it's just going to keep growing. And with that, it's going to become a snowball effect. And then it's just going to be, okay, next thing we have is a bed frame. And, you know, it just comes with a lot of, you know, it comes with time, because material things that you need to manifest, you know, a lot of the times have a, you know, a price tag on them. So with that price tag, you have to kind of, you know, save up and budget and do all of these things. Anyway, I just wanted to apologize for my absence, and I like to come on here when I get inspired, and I honestly was in a paralytic and anxiety state last week, and I had nothing to say. I had literally not one thing to say. I could not come up with a word. I could not come up with a sentence. All I could do was just like be like, I don't even know, like my eyes were just glazed over like a donut. It was really odd and really weird. And it was definitely something that I was not expecting or planning on, or I wanted to pick up the microphone like 18,000 times, but I literally had nothing to say. So when it comes to, you know, creation and this podcast, I really just want to do it when it feels good. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I know it was a little bit of a, you know, kind of catch up one. But I hope you can take something from it. And if you could leave me a review, I would greatly appreciate that. If you do want to connect with me, follow me on Instagram at girlactuallypod, at girlactuallypod. And I will be more than happy to answer your DMs. If you have any questions for me, anything you'd like me to chit chat about, just leave it there. And I will be sure to look at it. I hope you guys have a great day. And just remember, girl, actually, you can create a better life for yourself today, right now. Just start small. All right. See ya.